Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy new year to everyone. This is Veronica McMillan, the host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am happy to be with everyone tonight, and so I want to just jump right in because I have for our show tonight what I call the Vision 2020 sort of segment. And so I want to jump right in for those of you all who listen on a regular basis. Thank you so very much. Our host or co-host tonight, Francine Humphrey, is not with us. Of course, we sometimes tag team, and there are some nights we're flying solo. And so tonight is one of those nights where I'm flying solo. So let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then we'll jump right in. So Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, the micro nonprofit helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development for 501c3 organizations. Francine and I basically, we are advocates for women in the community, helping to be a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. And ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about the aspects of their lives. And certainly with the micro nonprofit network, our goal is to help small nonprofits, those from startup to 3 years old, just to get stable footing. And so we offer a variety of services through the programs that we have. We offer advocacy services. We offer community development, community involvement. We do a lot for women and small businesses. So welcome to the show tonight, and I'm so very glad that you all had the opportunity to come on the air with us. And thank you so very much for sharing your 6:30 on Thursdays with us. We so appreciate those of you all who have been hanging in there with us. And we want to invite new guests on. So if you have a friend or someone who's ready to start a business or start a nonprofit, tell them about us. Tell them about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We do all sorts of kind of things. We have a segment that we'll do called In the Voice of Students. This year we want to feature more community organizations, more nonprofits, more small businesses. And then we have that spiritual aspect where we come in and we're really speaking from the heart to those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ. We want to speak to in that format as well. We just want to speak to empowering women. And then we just want to just have girlfriend conversations or just business conversations. So that's what our goal is. That's what we want to do on this show. We want to be able to bring you variety. And so tonight what I had is I call this the 2020 vision. So when you think about vision, you think about being able to see. You want to think about seeing with clarity. And so definitely that's what we want to talk about. Before I jump in that, because I failed to give you our handle. So if you want to connect with Francine Humphrey, certainly you want to go to icwdirector@gmail.com if you want to email her, and then you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you would like to reach out to me, Veronica McMillan, certainly you can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. On both of our websites, you can find more information about what we do, how we can connect to the community, and how you can connect to us depending upon what your needs are in small business and nonprofits, and also what we're doing in the community, what we have coming up you know, for the year, and those things you'll find on our website, or you'll hear us mention about it on this radio program. So tonight, what I wanted to do, as I said, is it is the 2020 vision is what I'm calling this, because I think it's so important for us as we start off this new year. We're on number nine. We're on day nine in our new year. And I'm sure everybody's made resolutions and all of that stuff and what they plan on doing. I made nothing, y'all. I just said that basically for me, what I wanted to do was make sure that I had a transformed mind. I wanted to make sure that I'm believing in God and having my life led by the Holy Spirit of God, and then having faith to do whatever it is that God has called me to do, in faith in the business that God has called me to do the work in. And so I think for all of us who are setting New Year's resolutions or what have you, you're going to have to look at the vision of it. And so when I talk about vision, I'm really talking about the mission and the purpose of your organization. That's going to be so important. Rather, it doesn't matter whether you have a small startup business or whether or not you've been in it 20 years or more. You really got to have a mission and purpose, because it becomes the parameters. It becomes your bookmarks for your bookends, for what it is that you're doing. And when you're talking about your mission, be able to describe that with clarity and with precision, and to be concise in that mission. Talk about who it is that you're serving, whom it is that you're going to be doing business with, and then also talk about what it is that you do. Because I think that when people come on to your website or whatever that you're doing, that has to be very clear for them, and it's because if they're having to bump around and not know what you're doing, especially with the technology that we have today, you'll lose people in a second. And so you want to make sure, who are you in terms of the business? What is it that you all are doing, and what service do you provide? I think that needs to be very clear. Because in that mission statement that you have, that is going to be one of those important things that when people come on, they get to understand immediately. As soon as they go onto your website or whatever kind of handle that you have them going to, they should be able to do that. Or is this going to be a one-on-one conversation with you about your organization? And it should be, you've heard people say, this should be your elevator speech. And it really, that the mission of your organization or purpose of your organization should come out of your mouth so easily that they won't have to wonder one way or the other. And then you're going to have all your marketing material to support that. Everything that you do is going to support that as well, so that as you're moving forward, that you are very clear about this. Because I think that sometimes what happens is when your mission statement is off, it just sends a terrible message. And then if you're kind of like beating at the air trying to figure it out, I remember I was working with a client one time, and I asked her that, and then she said, I don't know, what is my mission? So she was looking to me to provide that mission, and I'm just the consultant. I'm just here to help you to develop that. I'm here to help you get this business off of the ground, but you got to know what it is that you all are going to be doing, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's a widget, whether it's you going out doing motivational speaking, whatever it is that you're doing. Whether it's your that mission, and then being able to tell us, if you're saying you're empowering someone, how do you empower that? Who is that audience that you're going to empower? And what is it that, what is your message? What is your empowerment message? And who do we service? Are you talking about, if you're saying youth, certainly you don't want to say all youth, because you can't serve all youth. So you want to basically be very specific. If you're talking about middle schoolers, say middle schoolers, 6th to 8th grade, or high schoolers, you know, 9th to 12th grade, or college, first year college students, whatever it is, you want to define that very clearly so people will know. Because there's a big difference between when you're talking about dealing with students, because I do so many groups or have done groups in the past. that you'll be able to say, we're going to be working with fifth and sixth graders. So you kind of will whittle this thing down to that specific population, and we're going to be dealing with fifth and sixth graders in Chesapeake or Portsmouth or both cities or what have you. And if it's a mobile program, then you should say, this is a mobile program serving the Hampton Roads areas, and being specific in terms of what that is, because without that, you'll stumble over yourself and people begin asking you questions. If people had to go to your web page and they had to come back and they got to go, I wonder what that means, then you know that that needs to be tweaked. So that's going to be important, that as you're moving forth in 2020, that your mission and purpose is well-defined, is very clear, that you understand who it is that you're serving, what it is, and what is it that you're going to be doing, and knowing specifically that elevator speech that it just rattles out of your mouth without any hiccups along the way. You're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. If you would like to connect with me, certainly you can go to our website at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or the Micro Nonprofit Network by our website. If you need to connect with Francine Humphreys, the founder and the president of Issues Concerning Women, you can certainly reach out to her at icwdirector@gmail.com or issuesconcerningwomen.org. Part two of this is, or number two of this, I put down is that when you're looking at vision, once you got that mission established, you know what we're doing, you're developing your programs or whatever it is that you're doing, then who is your team? Because your team is going to be so important as you grow this business. I always say in the nonprofit world, it takes you about 8 to 10 years before you get your sea legs in, which means that you're going to grind for a moment. It means that your first 5 or 6 years, keep your day job, because you're going to have to really establish yourself. Once you get that sound mission in place, clear mission, clear purpose, you know what you're doing, you know your target audience, you know basically the services that you're providing or the product that you're providing is clear in terms of who your board members are or who your staff or volunteer, whatever it is that you're doing, that's clear. Who is your team? Because you got to understand that no man is an island. And this stuff, I think for a lot of us when we're getting started and as small business persons and entrepreneurs, we know that we wear 15,000 hats. You just do. In the entrepreneur world, and you're getting started, you wear a kabillion hats. I know that's not a word. I just made it up, but you do. And so in wearing that, in order to wear it well, you're going to have to know that you're going to get to have somebody that's able to help you carry this load. No man is an island. And you got to understand that. And I had to learn that the hard way, and I'm still learning that because I still take on too much because I'm like yourself. I'm a small business, there's no power in trying, doing all that I can do in terms of my business. But you got to really understand who is your team. So when I say who is your team, who provides support for you? Do you have a team of volunteers, whether that's 5 volunteers, 2 volunteers, do you have staff? If you don't have staff, do you have somebody that you can just sort of kind of do PRN with? They come in, they provide a service for you for a short period of time, whether it be episodic or not, or you're using some sort of online service that can help you. Let's say you got a project coming up and you don't have but yourself and 2 other people, but you really do need 2 other people to help you to move this on. You may use Fiverr. You may go on and Cause Connect, I believe, is another website. And that's something else that I'm going to do in as we go on in this year. I'm going to provide some of the resources to our listening audience who basically, if you don't have staff or if you don't have volunteers helping you, some resources that you may use that can help you to get some things done, whether it be marketing materials or whatever. I found an excellent young lady that I'm going to be mentioning to you all about that can do some of your marketing materials for you, but you got to have somebody to support you in the process. Because again, I'll go back to it again, and I'll probably say it for the however many minutes we got, maybe 20 minutes or so that we got on this show, that no man is an island. You gotta have support. And then, what is your backup plan? What is your backup plan? When, you know, one of the things that I found is that, you know, you plan out, and this is not just business, but life. You got it all planned out. And then there comes a oops, there comes a detour. What is plan B for the detour? What is the backup plan that you have in place so that if this doesn't happen, then we have that? Because it's almost like it's a part of the strategic planning that most businesses, whether it be, you know, startup or whether it be long-term business, what is the backup plan that you have? That's a part of the SWOT analysis that you would do. Most businesses, whether they be large or small, I always say to my clients, have you done your SWOT analysis for your specific team? And then so when you do your SWOT analysis, you'll know who our support is. How many volunteers do we have? How many people that we can call on that can do the telephone thing for us or what have you, whatever that it is that you do, you know your business, you should know your business, and that's going to be important. And so the backup plan is, okay, who do I hand this off to? If, you know, once this is done, then who is my handoff person? Because, again, you can't do everything yourself. I remember listening to Apostle LaQuinta Hunter. She said what she basically does is that she has the people around her that can do what she cannot do. She knows that she's doing a lot of things, but the area of weakness that is her area of weakness, she finds somebody that can take that up. That's what support is in here. And then had in that backup plan, if that doesn't work, then backup plan, I got that over there for that. It is going to be important that you have that when you're looking at who's a part of your team. And then what I found many of us don't do is knowing when to rest, knowing when you are ineffective. And that's so hard because all of us are grinding and we're trying to wear the 15,000 hats that I was talking about, the kabillion hats that I was talking about earlier. We're all grinding. We're all going out there trying to do. Now, I want to remove the word trying. We are doing. We're being our best at what we do. But you got to know when you are ineffective, when you need to know, I got to toss this over to her. That's why brainstorming sessions are so important, because you bring people in and everybody just throw ideas out on the wall. Just say, hey, this is what I thought. This is what I'm thinking. Hey, can you run with this ball? Because your support team that's in place with you, if you got the right team in place, you can pass that on to somebody else. I tell people all the time, I am not the savviest person when it comes to technology. I know what I got to do my business, but there are times when I'm looking like, oh, my goodness. And so in my corner basically is Francine. In my corner is my daughter-in-law. And in my corner is my son who knows technology in a way that I don't know that. And then if all else fails, I got students, because I'm a college instructor, who also can all say, hey, Professor M, here, you need to do this a little way. Do you need to do it this way? And so those things are important, but you got to know, as a person who is in business, know when you need to rest or know when you're ineffective, which means that you got to know, who do you trust? Who do you trust? Who do you go to and just say, you know what, I'm so burnt out, can't do this. This is kind of wearing me out trying to get this done. Who is that person that you go to, that you run to help you to say, hey, I can take that for you, and you trust them? Because typically what will happen is that we are running with 15,000 balls. We got a kabillion balls that we got trying to, you know, you all can't see me, but it's like a juggler. I mean, in here, you can't see me. It's like I'm juggling, and you're trying to juggle all of these balls in the air, and it's just not working. So who do you trust to say, hey, can you take these balls? Because in business, you got to have somebody in your corner that you can trust, that you can go to and say, this isn't working. I need some help. I need some guidance. I need someone to show me this. I need to rest a moment. I need to have my support person do this, and that you have to be able to trust them with that. That's important in business. And oftentimes when we go to business school and we get all of this stuff, we're not told these kinds of things. This is the kind of stuff I call it, you're going to the school of hard knocks. You got a PhD in life and a PhD in business because you've failed and you learn from those mistakes how to fail forward. Meaning that you're like, okay, I failed that doing that, but I learned from that as well. So it is going to be important to have someone that you can trust. And as I've always said, my second point of this is where's the money? And before I get into where is the money, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Veronica McMillan, and tonight we are talking about 2020 vision for our organizations, our businesses, be it a nonprofit organization or a for-profit organization. You've got to be on point this year. I think I was listening to a pastor, and she was saying, I've heard it a couple of times, that this is that year of clarity. And I don't know if that's your word or what have you, but I know a part of your vision is clarity, being able to see it and see it correctly, to be able to bring things into focus, and so that you're is not all sketchy, is not murky, is not all wonky, is not out of sight. You is clear about you're in focus with that. And so the where is the money part is, research the cost of everything before you jump in. I made a mistake even tonight. I threw out a price, or I said I was going to do something, and I realized, hey, did you think about that? Did you think about the time that you're going to put in with that? Or if you go into a meeting with somebody and they're just wanting to just get information about that, is there a cost to that? Have you shared that with them? And so when you're doing business, you got to understand, research your cost. Because oftentimes people will come to me, hey, I heard you help with getting nonprofits started, and I do. And what's your cost? And so usually what I'll say to them, I said, this is what I'll do. I'll send you my fee schedule, and you tell me, you look at that, you see what we offer, and is that within the budget that you have? Or do you want me to do this for you, and this is going to be? And so that way you already know. You cannot start this thing on zero, y'all. You can't start on zero. I mean, if I could say anything to those of you who listen to us on a weekly basis, those of you all who are thinking about doing your business and stuff, don't start with zero. You got to have some dollars in this, because you will find out as you grow in your business and as you learn, your information, your knowledge, your mind power is a commodity that people have to pay for that 20 years of you doing this. And they're like, oh, it don't take all that. It was blood, sweat, and tears went into this thing. So research your pricing. Research what you got to do. Research what's the average cost of somebody getting started. Am I going to go to an attorney and pay $3,500 or more? Or am I going to go to someone and they're between the $6,000 and $1,000 range? You got to look at that. Or are you going to go to somebody and they're going to, hey, I'll do this, that, and that for you, and that's it, and that's what it's going to be. And then you're going to have to still siphon more information out of them. So research the cost of everything before you start going out there and having your monies in place for that. Secondly, with this, tap available resources first. Once you find out how much it's going to cost, where is your money? Is it in your savings account? Is it in your checking account? Is it a family or friend helping you to launch this thing? Do you have angel investors? Do you have a 401 that you're going to be pulling from? Pull from your resources first. Pull from that first. And when you do that, that way you're like, okay, well, when I looked at my savings account, And I said I was going to start my business. I see that I have $3,000 to get it started with, and then go with that. Or, you know, I have this somebody that's in my family, and they said to me, "Hey, I'm going to invest $3,000 in your business." Or you have an angel investor. I think in this area we have the 757 Accelerate or 757 Angel something another. This area meaning the Hampton Roads area. And then it's a specific, I believe, the angel investors in the 757, I think that they primarily will be supporting those who have a product or service. I haven't seen, I'm not saying that they won't, but I think for the most part, I'm thinking that they're looking at, you know, someone who has a product that they're going to be providing or what have you. And so, again, I say I'll go back to, you know, you tap in the resources that you have, and then when all else fails, establish yourself a business line of credit. Now, in establishing a business line of credit, that means that you are incurring debt, which means that you're going to have a monthly payment of some sort, unless whether you pay it off all at one time or whether you take it and pay it off over the next year or however it is that you're going to do, because it's going to be important. By establishing a business line of credit or credit card, however that you want to do, you then have a credit history for your business, because most funders, most banks, institutions, financial institutions, or what have you, when you do not have your own business established where they can look at it and say, oh, over the last 10 years, this organization has had their own business account and they did very well with that. And then they won't have to look at your personal, but most are going to look at both. If you don't have anything, they're going to say, okay, what is your FICO score? And I think that's going to be something that we're going to look at in one of our segments, really talking about the FICO scores for individuals and then basically looking at what does your business credit look like and how long have you had it? Because that's going to be important, and you really have to really focus in on that. But I would say if you're looking at it in your savings account, like it's been like mine, you ain't got but a few dollars in there, keep your coins, and then look at establishing some sort of business line of credit. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. Our show, we're talking about 2020 vision. Francine Humphrey, the president and founder of the Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is not with us tonight, and she will be back with us next week. And so if you would like to connect with Francine, you can connect with her by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org, the website, to find out more information. If you need to connect with yours truly, Veronica McMillan, you can email us at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org to find out more information about nonprofit, developing your programs, all things nonprofit, 20 years moving in this direction. So got a lot of knowledge, a lot of mistakes made as well. And so those of you, I say, we have a PhD in the services that we provided and life mistakes that we've made and all of that. And from that great cocktail, we come away with information that will be helpful for you in your business. So I want to continue down this lane of where's the money. And then the last thing about that is make sure that you establish a bank account. It is going to be imperative to have some sort of bank account when you're starting your business, because when you're trying to do things from cash and people can't track it, it's just not a good mix. It's not a good look, y'all. So you got to do it. So remember what I said for your 2020 vision. I said that you really got to make sure that mission is crystal clear, and not, if you don't have it crystal clear, keep going until you make it. Know who's your team. It's going to be important to understand who that team is, which means that you got to have support, a backup plan, knowing when you need to rest, knowing who to trust, and then where is the money. Research everything. tap available resources, business line of credit when needed, and establish a bank account with a great relationship with a banker. You're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan. I have had an absolute blast with you all tonight. We'll be back on next week at Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And as I said, please tell your friends, tell others, hey, I've come across this show, and they're doing great things for entrepreneurs and new business leaders. So thank you so very much for listening. We have enjoyed you. Take care and have a wonderful night. Do something good. Share God's love. Keep on pressing, and we will see you all next week. Bye-bye now.